This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in to join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You know, was so busy dealing with things here in the studio, we didn't really even get a chance to compare notes. Normally, we compare notes on what it is that we want to talk about here tonight with you in the studio. It's Ian.
It's Vincent.
Hey, Chris.
Well, I actually had a story that I started last night on Free Talk Live, and it's not really a story. It's an opinion piece titled, "So You're Thinking About Investing in Bitcoin? Don't." And I just thought it's by someone calling themselves. Apparently, this guy is, you know, has a career under this name. Mr. Money Mustache is his name. He claims he retired at 30 by living frugally and consistently investing his paycheck. And he is saying you should not buy Bitcoin. And we just kind of barely got this started last night. And I thought, you know, he gets into some detail as to why he doesn't think people should buy Bitcoin, and I wanted to give him the, you know, the chance to have his article be heard, and at least as close to in full as we can, because I suspect we'll all have opinions about it. So that's on the way, and your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome about whatever is on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So just to bring our radio listeners up to speed on something. We do this show from the studio called the LRN.FM studios. We don't talk a lot about what LRN.FM is on Free Talk Live, but we do mention it occasionally, like when we promote our Discord server. LRN.FM stands for the Liberty Radio Network. And that is where people online can go to not just listen to Free Talk Live, because we're on it, but also, Vincent, your show, Questioning Authority, is there live on now Thursday and Saturday nights. So Vincent's expanding out.
Two nights a week. Wow.
That's right. Yeah. I haven't actually made the change to the schedule yet, but that's going to happen within the next week. And so other shows like Call to Freedom, which is an afternoon drive show that happens from this studio. So most of our radio listeners don't know this, right? Because, well, they're listening on their local radio station and they don't know, you know, whatever comes before us is probably like Sean Hannity or, you know, one of these conservative guys or
Howie
maybe
Carr
on the progressive stations that we're on. Perhaps Tom Hartman is before Free Talk Live. So, you know, you never know who, when you're on the radio, who starts, you know, who's your lead in and who is it's coming out, because we've got, you know, 190 radio stations. But anyway, I bring all this up because earlier today or this afternoon on LRN.FM during Call to Freedom, they were basically wall to wall with some internet trolls that were calling their show. And of course, we have technology here called the dump button. I would just like to introduce all of our Twitch viewers who seem to be where the troll calls tend to be sourced from. I don't want to say that I know for sure, because I think, Vincent, you asked the question, do we know from which group the trolls are? Because this is what happens, basically, is there are groups of bored teenagers on the internet, and mostly males, because almost never do we hear a female troll call. When we do, and it has happened in the past, like a decade ago, they're usually pretty decent. The male trolls, they range from god-awful to somewhat thought-provoking with their original question before they try to get the N-word or the F-word out over the air. So I'm just kind of setting the stage for those of you in radio land for what you may hear tonight during Free Talk Live. Yes, we have intelligent show prep that we've all brought in that, you know, we want to talk about. And it is an open phone show, and that's kind of what we do here. So we're going to go to your phone calls here to start things out. But just reminding our Twitch viewers, we have a technology called a dump machine. So if you try saying things that you're not supposed to say on broadcast on this show, it's not going to make it to the broadcast. It will be heard on Twitch, So the probably less than two dozen people who are watching us on Twitch, they'll hear what you had to say. And, of course, some of those are your friends anyway, right? Because there's likely a group of them that are doing this. And I do want to also add that Free Talk Live's experience with this kind of group targeting, trolling, calling Free Talk Live goes back for probably longer than many of these callers have been alive. Like, this literally happened for the first time in, like, 2005. So, I mean, we were a new syndicated show, and we were targeted by a group called The Vestibule, which is a chat room or a chat forum on the IGN forums. IGN is the, I think it stands for Internet Gaming Network or Internet Gaming News or something like that. So, like, yeah, we've been doing this a long time where we know what it's like to handle these folks on an open phone show. So let's talk to Leo to start things out here. Leo calling allegedly from Norway. Now, Leo, you may not, you know, the rules may be different there in Norway with what you can say on the radio. So just, you know, if you're in doubt about something you can't say here, just go ahead and leave it out. Otherwise, we'll have to use the dump box on you. And I really don't want to do that. So go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Leo. You're on the air. Please go. What were you calling about tonight?
I'm calling because I see so many Americans go like fast food eating every day. Like they eat fast food every day, man.
Do they not eat fast food every day in radio? I thought I made that pretty clear. So bye-bye. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But whenever the trolls call in, we always try to do our best to address whatever issue it is that they've brought up. So fast food, overeating, United States, it definitely is a problem here.
I'd say, like, you asked about Europe, and, you know, I haven't lived there, but I have many relatives and friends from Europe, and it's not as big of a tradition in the States. Like, people in Europe, especially around the Mediterranean region, are incredibly healthy, right? Because, like, you're like,
really?
In France. Yeah, because they eat local, you know, they eat local things, whole things like bread, olive oils and stuff. They don't get a lot of processed foods, and, like, I don't know as much about Norway, but, you know, I've had relatives from Norway visit, and they were some of the, like, most well-sculpted, beautiful human, like physically beautiful human beings I've ever seen.
Now, you were just in Europe recently, right?
Yeah.
What was your experience?
I don't know. I don't know if you can. I think my experience is probably not going to necessarily be what other people who actually live there is like.
Sure. I mean, you probably went, you know, from the airport to the hotel.
I mean, I ate nothing but fast food.
Sure. No, I'm not asking about what, let me clarify. I'm not asking about what you ate.
While I was there.
I'm
anyway.
Asking about what you saw. Like, did you see a bunch of overweight, obese people walking
no.
through the streets?
No. And in fact, I would say that I don't know. I don't know how somebody who's obese could survive in Europe.
Really? Why?
Just because, oh wow, do we really have to, are we even allowed to talk about,
you can't say the F word. You
okay.
Can't say, I mean, what do you worry about?
I think it's okay to say, toilets.
Of course you can talk about
okay.
it. You just, so, what you can't do, let me just interject
yeah.
here. What you can't do on the radio is you can't pander to the lowest common denominator on the basis of talking about excretory functions. So if you want to talk about a toilet and bathroom etiquette or whatever, that's totally fine. If you want to actually talk about the excretion of the human body, you can't do that.
I'm not going
in
there.
Any detail. Okay?
No, it's just the bathrooms, the toilets, okay, that's what they call them. In Europe, I guess. And they're really, really tiny.
You know, you physically have to be small to get
into them. I'm not that big of a guy.
Yeah.
And if I'm having trouble...
You had trouble.
Yeah.
Wow.
And depending on what cities, right? Since some of the cities have been around since Roman times, you know, building isn't, they can't build as much compared to like the U.S., some of the cities. So like places in Paris would be like, you could live in like London and Paris. You live in basically like a broom closet and pay 200 euros a month for it. So they,
wow.
In the big cities, they have very small places. That's why in places like Italy, also for cultural reasons, but you have multiple generations of a family living together, grandparents, parents and children.
Yeah, I've heard that's common over there.
Yeah, I mean, it is a cultural thing, but also because they just don't have as much space in the States to move out and branch out and go different places. Similar in Canada, too.
Do you think it's also because they're, you know, not as wealthy because, you know, they don't, you know, they're taxed so heavily there,
oh,
they
yeah.
all got to live together?
Oh, yeah. I don't think Europeans understand how impoverished they are. And I would use that word.
We can talk more about
it. They make up for it in different places, right? We could talk about on the other side, but what we're taxed, like in Canada, what we're taxed for, what they're taxed for health care there, they don't have to pay on health care compared to the States where we pay all out of pocket.
Our toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can call in through our on-air call-in lines on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Open phones for you to take control of the airwaves. Coming up, the hit piece against Bitcoin that I started last night, but we didn't get too deep into it. And I wanted to, you know, get into really the big claims here as to why this person on The Guardian says that you shouldn't invest in Bitcoin. In fact, he even claims it's not an investment at all. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms here tonight with you. It's Ian.
It's Vincent. And Chris.
Bitcoin.com, by the way, is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related, whether you're brand new to cryptocurrency and you just want to get started and learn the basics. They've got a great Bitcoin Academy there. There's also help on choosing a Bitcoin wallet, how to buy Bitcoin, and they'll show you where you can spend your Bitcoin. A fraction, I'm sure, of the places where you can spend it, because there's a lot of places worldwide that will accept Bitcoin. Learn more over at Bitcoin.com, and you can also engage with their community on the Bitcoin Forum and read the latest news headlines on their news site. It's Bitcoin.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. Let's go first to someone calling themselves Goyim in Europe. Goyim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Good. You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, someone said that Europe is impoverished or something.
Who
said?
Yeah, that was me.
You didn't have a chance, Chris, to really explain what you were saying. You said, I think, that the Europeans don't realize how impoverished they are.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. I mean, basically, the prices in Europe are sky high, and they're not. They don't realize just how much they're paying for goods that, you know, people outside of Europe, or people, especially like in the United States, in many places, not across the United States, there are certainly some places in the United States that have very high taxes as well, but the prices literally can be as much as double in Europe as they are in the United States.
Now, you say this as somebody who sells products.
My company sells products both in the United States and in throughout the world, and I have an idea of what the difference in price. Not only have I traveled to Europe numerous times, but and lived in the United States. But yeah, I mean, it's just absolutely insane.
Was it because they have a VAT tax on nearly everything?
That's part of it, but it's only part of it, because there's other taxes that ultimately get paid that increase the cost of goods, and it's not advertised separately. So,
sorry, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Talking about differences in Europe as far as how, you know, drastic the price differentials can be between here and there. And again, Chris Wade is with us from thinkpenguin.com. That's where you can go and order all kinds of privacy-oriented computer hardware, laptops, and, you know, other interesting pieces of hardware that can help you. Like, I think there's even a VPN router that you guys sell over there.
Yeah,
you back? All right, cool.
I don't know if I'm back.
Well, if we need to go to another call or something like that, we can do that.
Sorry, for some reason
let's let Goyim respond here. Go ahead, Goyim.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can talk about stuff being expensive, but that's the earnings are also different here. And what I've experienced from living in Europe is basically like being hungry in Western Europe is impossible for me. It's like, I mean, everyone got housing, basically, even the homeless. Like, if you want to talk about how impoverished we are, we should look at the United States, where 50 million people live under the poverty line and 5 to 6 million people live in third world conditions.
50 million in the United States? I mean, look, if that's
40 million under the poverty line and 5 or 6
million. That doesn't mean somebody's starving. Anyway.
No. It doesn't mean that they're starving. It just means that whatever arbitrary line that they decided to label the poverty line, people are living underneath.
It's as if we don't have shelters here. We don't have soup kitchens. We don't have other means of, providing for people who are not doing well.
Goyim, thank you for the call tonight, and thanks for not using any words we had to dump you. So we didn't have to dump that one. Thank you. That was good. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's address that poverty thing, because you touched on it, Vincent. Somebody made an arbitrary decision that this is poverty in the United States. And, of course, poverty in the United States isn't the same as poverty in, say, North Africa or Central Africa or, you know, something like that. There's a lot of places in the world where being impoverished actually does mean you go hungry.
Yeah, and the United States is different, way different, in the sense that we have more freedom to move around in the United States. So somebody who's impoverished in the United States often is impoverished under their under acts of which they're in control of.
Mm-hmm,
so
sure.
If you live in a place where the cost of living is super high and there's no jobs, well, you really only have yourself to blame. It's not right. Like in at least some smaller countries where you can't really move around. And
the excuse that you can't leave is BS. I mean, there's homeless people who, you know, who have nothing to their name. They can pick up and they can hitch a ride and they can get out of a place. So I understand that it's not easy, especially if you've got like a family or, you know, a career or whatever. But if, like you said, the person's jobless, then there's no real reason why you couldn't just pick up in the United States and move to some other place.
I have a census.gov here since people talked about the numbers, and it says in 2017 there were 39.7 million people in poverty, not statistically different from the number in poverty in 2016. So 39.7, so roughly 40 million people in poverty, it says. Mm-hmm.
So just over 10% of the population is what they're saying.
It says the official poverty rate in 2017 was 12.3%, down 0.4 percentage points from 12.7% in 2016.
And does it does it define what poverty means? Because, again, you know, a poor person in the United States has access to air conditioning, heating, you know, multiple phones, television sets, all kinds of things, ice, you know, all kinds of things.
Humorously, you're talking about things they can't even afford in Europe, in many places.
Maybe the case. And in other places in Europe, you get taxed on, like, you know, in the UK, for instance, although I know they're supposed to be leaving Europe, but the UK, there's like a TV tax.
There is.
Yeah. And there's even, like, trucks that drive around with radar or something in them, some sort of RF detecting equipment that will suss out whether or not you're actually operating a television inside your home. Some sort of creepy Orwellian thing that you only would imagine would happen
UK
in the movie.
Oh, the UK is super Orwellian.
Yeah.
CCTV cameras
all
everywhere.
Over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Right? More cameras, I think, than population. Is that still the case?
And since you asked, it's a federalsafetynet.com. The definition for poverty here in the United States is an individual with income less than $31 per day, or a family of four with income less than $63 per day. And there's many, and according to the federal, the census, how they define poverty, there's many different factors that gets put into it. So it's like a total calculation. You can't just say one thing about it.
There was another story that we covered, I think within the last week, I think Mark brought this one in, looking at global poverty, basically, over the last couple hundred years, and seeing how it's being, in the poorest places in the world, poverty is being eradicated by the marketplace. And, like, within just the last 25 years, there's been significant reductions.
So that's been as a result of
poverty.
Economic improvements, not because of increased welfare. So
no, I said the marketplace, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Right. Welfare does not reduce poverty. That just
exactly.
That just moves money around. But
and that's the point that I was trying to make.
Yeah, but the marketplace allowing people, you know, the freer the market is, the more people can generate wealth for themselves and their families and do the things that they, you know, feel called to do and hopefully make some money at it. There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450 free if you want to join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacts to the news that Attorney General Bill Barr says he will have the Mueller report ready to be released to Congress by mid-April, if not sooner.
Well, I have great confidence in the Attorney General, and if that's what he'd like to do, I have nothing to hide. This was a hoax. This was a witch hunt. I have absolutely nothing to hide. And I think a lot of things are coming out with respect to the other side.
The president also has a message for Mexico if they don't stop all illegal aliens from coming into the United States.
And if they don't stop them, we're closing the border. They'll close it. And we'll keep it closed for a long time. I'm not playing games.
And your final numbers on Wall Street. Stocks are ending the week with solid gains. The Dow was up 211 points to close at 25,929. The NASDAQ gained 60, and the S&P climbed 19. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You dial toll free to join us right here. The number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, should you not invest in Bitcoin? One guy on the internet who apparently has himself a career as like a financial advisor, Mr. Money Mustache, says you shouldn't. We will talk about what his reasons are for that coming up here in a few moments. Your calls and thoughts also welcome at 855-450-FREE or on our Discord call-in lines on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Discord is your way to connect with other Free Talk Live listeners as well as some of the hosts of the show, and you can do that for free through discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you do have Ian,
Vincent,
and Chris.
So let me bring you guys up to speed, since you weren't here last night, nor was some of our listening audience, with what this guy, Mr. Money Mustache, writing over at The Guardian, which is, you know, a big publication, has to say in his article. So you're thinking about investing in Bitcoin? Don't. He basically likens Bitcoin to other things that he claims are not investments: gold, tulip bulbs, Beanie Babies, rare baseball cards. Then he gets into his definition.
Interesting.
His definition of investing, which he claims is buying an asset that actually creates products, services, or cash flow, such as a profitable business or a rentable piece of real estate, for an extended period of time. An investment, he says, is something that has intrinsic value. That is, it would be worth owning from a financial perspective, even if you could never sell it. So I don't know if I necessarily agree with his opinion about what investment means, and I don't think the dictionary agrees with him either.
Well, it sounds like what he's talking about, but without him making money, without having to sell it, it's like, I think the term is passive income, right? Something like a stock that pays dividends, or something that you rent out.
So the definition, the first definition of investment at dictionary.com is the investing of money or capital in order to gain profitable returns as interest, income, or appreciation in value. Which is why I said last night, if you're investing in baseball cards or Beanie Babies, it's probably a pretty poor investment, but it might work out in the short term. And how short term, I don't know, or in the long term, it's hard to say, but something like that, which is easy to flood a marketplace with those things.
There's probably, we need a distinction between a good investment and a bad investment.
Sure.
And also risk, because I think what it comes down to is there is the potential for cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin to increase at a pace of an adoption pace that is greater than the demand, which would cause the price to go up and you to make money. But sure. At the same time, the question is the market doing that? And the market may not be doing that. If the market's not doing them, then it's not a very good investment. If the market is doing it, then it may be a good investment. And then also the risk factor. I think cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin are a risky investment.
Sure.
It's not something I would do if I was heading towards retirement. Certainly, at least not in any kind of amounts that I would consider, or I was not comfortable in losing.
Mm-hmm. That's true of any investment, right? Like, you shouldn't invest, whether it's in a company, stocks, crypto, gold, whatever. You shouldn't put something into, if you're going to take a risk, which is what investing is all about. Yeah. You shouldn't risk something you can't afford to lose. That's just the basics. So, as much as we like cryptocurrencies here on Free Talk Live, we like gold and silver. I don't want to speak for you guys, but yeah. I presume you do. These are all cool things to have, but I would never say pour all your life savings into any one or more than one of these things.
Right. You want to diversify your investments if possible, and you want to have your less risky investments and your more risky investments. And your more risky investments should make you more money. If they're not, if they don't have the potential to make you more money, they're not good investments.
Right. So let's get into more of why he says Bitcoin shouldn't be part of your various different investments. He says, to answer why Bitcoin has become so big, we need to separate the usefulness of the underlying technology called blockchain from the mania of people turning Bitcoin into a big dumb lottery. Blockchain is simply a nifty software invention, which is open source and free for anyone to use, whereas Bitcoin is just one well-known way to use it. He says blockchain is a computer protocol that allows two people or machines to do transactions, sometimes anonymously, even if they don't trust each other, or the network between them. It can have monetary applications or in sharing files, but it's not some instant trillionaire magic. And let's talk about what this means and what blockchain actually is, because that's, his way of describing it. But I imagine we would all describe it in a different way. Do you want to take a crack, Chris?
I actually didn't think it was that bad, his description, maybe I need a second reading of it, but
he said it's a computer protocol that allows two people to do transactions, sometimes anonymously. Not true with Bitcoin. It could be true, but
yeah. But I think at a dumb level, it's sort of okay.
You can give them a pass on that, sure. Even if they don't trust each other or the network between them. Well, part of the reason why blockchain is a trustworthy method of transacting is because, even though you don't know who's between you and the other person, you do have trust that your Bitcoin is going to get to where, you've ordered it to go because of the solid network of thousands of people. Right now, I think there's around 10,000 what they call full nodes. These are people who are operating Bitcoin software that has a copy of the entire blockchain on it.
There's only 10,000?
About last I looked.
Really?
You can check the current numbers. Maybe it's up to 11,000.
I believe you. It just seems like a fairly low number.
Seems lower than what you'd expect.
Yeah, lower than I might expect.
I think that, I don't know what the numbers are for the other cryptos out there. I know that Zencash surpassed Bitcoin a while back, or what is now known as Horizon, and I think they had gotten up to like 16 or 18,000. The last I looked, it's been several months since I've looked at those. But yeah, I don't think any cryptos got more than 20,000. Full nodes backing it up.
Really?
But still, those things are distributed all across the planet. Right. And they're all running open source software. And he does touch on it being open source. They're all running open source software that can be trusted because programmers like you, Chris,
yeah.
have the ability to go in and audit the code and make sure that it's on the up and up, that there's not like some back door in it or whatever. So he says you don't have to trust the network. Well, I mean, you do kind of have to trust the network unless you've audited it yourself.
Yeah, I mean, right? I think what gives us that trust essentially is the fact that we have that capability and we have people in the community. We have a lot of people out there.
With eyes on the code. Right?
With eyes on the code, right? It's probably one of these programs that there are actually people looking to exploit it because of the potential
right.
Benefit to themselves if they are able to exploit it. And it's kind of, it's not to say that there couldn't be any exploits in it. But the problem is it doesn't appear that there really are anything of significance.
We're 10 years in on Bitcoin.
And that's unlikely if it was really that badly written.
If there was an exploit and someone discovered it, the price would plummet
right.
because
and
people would start selling like crazy.
It's not that you can't exploit people.
Sure.
You can.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not the code that's being exploited in that case. It
right.
might be the application that they're using. Or
if somebody tricks you to give... If somebody
user.
Calls you up and says they're from Apple and they need you to give them your password to your Bitcoin wallet so they can help you,
yeah.
you know, whatever.
And that's what we call social engineering.
That's social engineering, right.
Exactly.
If you have a phone with a Bitcoin wallet on it and you don't have a passcode on your phone and you leave it on the back of the toilet in the airport... And somebody else comes up who is not a nice person who gets your phone and then gets in and, well, and then they take your Bitcoin from you because you didn't have any, you know, password. Now, most Bitcoin wallets have their own password on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and it's kind of, you know, if you have some decent basic hygiene when it comes to, you know, your computers and your phones and things like that, it's not something to be too worried about. Plus, you probably, most people are not going to have more than a couple hundred dollars on their phone.
I hope not,
basic spending money like you would maybe cash. And if you treat it like cash, I don't think there's a whole heck of a lot of risk. I mean, you're not going to leave your wallet, you know, sitting on a, well, hopefully you don't leave your wallet sitting on a counter or on the toilet and then walk away at like an airport or something like that.
Right.
I mean, you just got to do basically the same thing for your.
Well, the difference is, of course, your wallet may be safely stored in, you know, a pocket or a purse or something like that. Whereas, you know, the phone, many people just have that constantly in their hand. So it's probably more likely that they're going to leave a phone in a, you know, bathroom stall than they would their wallet, right? Because they don't have their wallet out pawing through it while they're in the bathroom. But nonetheless, security is certainly a responsibility when it comes to whatever wallet we're talking about.
But you're probably going to lose more money on that phone than you will that you're holding on the phone itself.
More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We're going through a hit piece here by The Guardian's Mr. Money Mustache, or at least someone writing for The Guardian. And he is not a fan of Bitcoin. We're going to continue his explanation as to why, and we will do our best to answer the objections, because I think I can speak for all three of us. We're all fans of cryptocurrency here in the studio tonight. So if you want to join us, you got a question, feel free to jump in here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, or you can bring up whatever you want. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in-line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And speaking of cryptocurrency, if you have a retail business and you would like to accept Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies at your point of sale, it's so easy to do. Like, it's way easier than you probably think that it is. Even if you're completely new to cryptocurrency, go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. The folks over at AnyPay are going to walk you through the steps of setting up your own crypto wallet and then plugging your wallet info into the back end over at AnyPay and loading up their app on your point of sale device. That's it. I mean, we're talking about 10, 15 minutes to go through the whole rigmarole, and that's not even the right word to use. It's just so easy. It's username, password. You're into AnyPay. You put in your wallet addresses as your destinations in the back end, and then you load the app on whether it's your iOS or Android device. There's an app for both of them, so it's that easy. Go to helpmetakebitcoin.com and get set up. As we go to Donald, listening in New Jersey, apparently to WPGG. Donald, where are you calling from in Jersey?
I was listening to your topic. There's a way to protect your system. You have a Norton 400 system.
You're super low level. I can barely hear you. I'm going to ask my board op to turn you up just a little bit because it's really hard to make you out. Go ahead.
I was listening to your topic. There's a way to protect your system. You can get a Norton 400 system. There's a site on it.
Self. So we're just going to hit the dump button. That way no one can hear what it is that you said that you wanted to plug there. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You know, we haven't had to ban too many people from calling Free Talk Live over the years, but there are two of them I think there's two of them that are currently banned, and that's one of them.
Was Dave from New York the other?
And had he not said had he not plugged his YouTube channel or whatever it was, then I would have let him go, you know, just to see what he had to say. So anyway, toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So we've been talking about this story, this hit piece over here at The Guardian about Bitcoin. And so he's trying to explain what blockchain is. I like the explanation, Chris, of blockchain being a public ledger. Now, not all of them are public. We know that, you know, it's not necessarily the case with the shielded transactions on, say, Zcash or Zen or Horizon, for instance. But generally, most cryptos, the Bitcoin, the original, is a public ledger.
Yeah, that's a fair statement.
Right, meaning that anybody who wants to can go in. If they've got your address, they can go in and look and see what the balance is. Now, there are some things that have been done to sort of make that public ledger pseudonymous to where, you know, you may not necessarily know which wallets are whose wallets, but all the information is there for somebody to analyze and to look at. And not only is it a public ledger, it's a decentralized distributed ledger, meaning that that ledger, copies of it exist in thousands of places. 10,000, I think, is roughly 10 to 11,000 all around the globe. So therefore, there's real value there. And this guy is saying, well, it's not some instant trillionaire magic, he says, about the blockchain. Well, actually, in my opinion, blockchain is a trillion-dollar idea.
I think he's kind of right. It's not. He's what he's really saying, I think, is that it's not going to make you necessarily a trillionaire instantly.
No, not. You don't become a trillionaire by buying, $10 in Bitcoin overnight. That's not going to happen.
Well, and I think I could understand a certain sentiment from the crypto, many of the amateurs and just general idiots in the crypto trading market, right? Like any market that gets a bunch of new people at once, there's going to be people who don't know what they're talking about, especially like with Ripple, right? And if you just go into like r/cryptocurrency, back when we had a bull market and people were making a lot of money, right? Up to,
$20,000 for Bitcoin.
There's all these Lambo and moon memes.
Oh, yeah,
right,
they'll come back.
Moon. And so, yeah, I think that's the people, that's the people you sort of like talking about, because there'd be people who would like Ripple. I don't know how many cents Ripple is, but I've heard be actual legitimate discussions of people saying that Ripple could become $1,000 a coin. So we're like, oh, just invest a few pennies today, and, you know, within 10 years, like Bitcoin, it'll go up. When obviously that's not true because of the circulating supply of Ripple. If it ever did become it'd be like the Green New Deal. There's not enough money in the world to support $1,000 a coin for Ripple, so you'd have just, you know,
Did it peak? Ripple peaked at $3.65, apparently.
So I think that's who he's addressing, just the overeager moon crowd, the fair weather crypto investors, in my opinion, because they're all gone, dead, or killed themselves, or crying because they lost all their money by now.
Okay, but it's one thing to say that he's addressing those people, but it's another thing to point out here that what he's doing is he's trying to down the technology of blockchain. He's just like, oh, yeah, it's a protocol, it can have monetary applications, but it's not some instant trillionaire magic. Okay, true.
Well, that's not a strong, he's strawmanning blockchain, right? Because no one who's ever actually educated in anything at all, let alone blockchain, would think that this technology is going to make him become a trillionaire.
But what I wanted to say about it is a trillion-dollar idea.
It's underhyped, I think, as a, for what it's been created. I think it's underhyped, but I think it's overhyped as far as what it's going to make you in terms of cash. If you invest in it, and I put investing in quotes.
Look, if you had bought Bitcoin in 2009 or 2010 when it was below a dollar a piece, you know, in some cases below 10 cents or whatever, whenever it went, you know, up to, I don't know when it first hit 20 cents, but, you know, if you had gotten Bitcoin at a penny a piece and you'd bought thousands of them, you wouldn't be a trillionaire, but you'd probably be getting close to, you know, at least at the peak, you'd have been probably past $1 billion.
Yeah, you'd be very wealthy. I don't think there's any question about that.
Crypto.
It's one of those things where it's hard to see where things are going.
You can't see that,
right.
Yeah.
You can't fork.
The people who were buying Bitcoin in 2009 were a bunch of, if they could even buy it, or the people who were mining Bitcoin back then, were just a bunch of libertarian computer geeks. You know, just do, oh, here's this neat thing. This is technically interesting, they said, and they, you know, they didn't see what was on the horizon. That's absolutely true. So the warning that, hey, look, don't think this is going to necessarily turn you into a trillionaire, I think is a fair warning to make. But what he's saying is blockchain isn't magic. It isn't instant trillionaire magic. Okay, while that's true, tell me this isn't a trillion-dollar idea, and let me explain to you why I've said that about blockchain. First of all, remember when the peak happened? of the global market cap. There's a handy little website called coinmarketcap.com, and there are sites like it, but it's one of the better ones. And they at the very top have some statistics. There is the market cap statistic, which right now is $143 billion. Now, this is the total market value of all of the 2,136 cryptocurrencies that this site tracks. There's more than that in the world, but this site tracks about 2,100 of them. The total value of those cryptos combined together is about $143, $144 billion. Now, at its peak, at Bitcoin's peak back in 2017, late 2017, it looks like the market cap hit $813 billion. So I'm not even going out on a limb by saying this is a trillion-dollar idea, because of the 2,136 cryptocurrencies, probably 2,130 of them are actual cryptocurrencies, and so therefore, this is a trillion-dollar idea. And the reason why it's a trillion-dollar idea is because the way they've set this up, the way blockchain works, of having a copy of the ledger in thousands of locations, impossible to be stopped by the governments of the world. How much is that worth? Just that one idea of having money that is outside of the reach of governments. I mean, that's that alone, if that's all it were, would be worth $1 trillion. Because how many people want to keep their money outside of the hands of the government? I mean, almost everybody, except the most ardent of statists. Except the people who, you know, actually love to pay taxes. Those people do exist.
I know. I'm painfully aware.
Yeah. This is $1 trillion. So that alone is $1 trillion idea, being able to protect yourself from government ravages. And, of course, inflation as well, right? Because if you have your money outside of the government money, and they inflate their currency, like in Venezuela, they can't hurt you. So this is huge. This is way more than $1 trillion idea. If it can reach $1 trillion, think about this, Chris. If it can reach $1 trillion in value, and it almost did, 800-something billion dollars in late 2017, at this early stage in the game, we're a decade into Bitcoin. Okay, so I think there's a lot of potential. Toll-free number here, but again, don't invest what you can't afford to lose. And so we'll get into more of his objections, because he's not done yet here, this guy, Mr. Money Mustache, on why he says you shouldn't invest in Bitcoin. He says it's not even an investment. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.